Let's start with the obvious, that run at the 2011 World Championships in Champéry that earned you the Rainbow Hopes. How did you feel at the start gate when you saw the conditions and how the other riders were getting on?
Yeah, well, at the start, I didn't know how anyone was doing, really. I didn't know what the situation was at the bottom or anything like that, so I was just doing my own thing at the top, and I didn't know how it was going to be because we hadn't rode it in rain, like torrential rain like it was. So I was just with an open mind and just going to ride like I did all weekend and all through the week in practice, and that's just what I did, so, and it worked. And yeah, it was good. I was just with my mechanic and my coaches at the top, and it was just that one race, so it was like all or nothing, and that was my attitude at the top, and it seemed to pay off.
And how did the actual run feel? Did you know you were going that well?
Yeah, I knew that it was a good run. I did all the lines that I was doing in the dry, and so yeah, I knew it was going to be on for a good time when I got to the bottom, and yeah, I was quite confident in it.
And how did it feel standing on the top of the podium and having those hoops around your chest?
It was great. I mean, like, you know, I can't really describe it, you know. All the years that I've been racing and all the practice and all the training, it all just paid off for that one day. And
did you make any special bike tweaks or tyre tweaks that you think might have given you a bit of an edge?
No, I didn't really change a lot of things. Like, I didn't do anything out of the ordinary, you know. We changed things for the track, for the dry, and because it was so steep, and it's not like any other track that we ride all year, so we changed a few little things for that, but nothing too drastic.
How's 2012 gone so far, up until obviously you had your crash at Le Dozelp?
Yeah, it was going really well. It didn't start too great, and then I had a bad one at the first World Cup in Africa, and then it started to turn around at Val d'Isol straight away, and then I had three from five podiums, so I was on for a good rest of the season.
Can you tell the listeners what happened at Le Dozelp?
I just had a silly crash. I come around the corner to do a jump, and it was like a last minute, like the jump was really close to the corner, and I couldn't stop, but there was tape across the top of the jump, and I ended up having, because I was fully committed to doing it, and then I couldn't stop because it was so close to the corner, and I had to go fast to clear it, and the tape didn't snap, it just stretched, so I just went straight over the handlebars and popped my shoulder out.
And how's the rehab going?
Yeah, it's good, I'm getting there now. I managed to do 10 press-ups last night, which was quite a big step for me at the moment, so yeah, I'm quite happy with how it's going, but I've got no rush, you know, so just taking my time.
And when do you think you're going to be back to 100%?
Well, I don't even know, because I haven't got no time frame now, because I've got till June, I think, the first World Cup is, so it'll be a long time before then, but within the next month or two, I'm hoping.
I'm a cross-country rider myself, so for me it's just about miles and miles. What's the typical training of a downhill rider like?
It changes through which part of the year we're at. In the season, when we get a chance to get home, we just do interval training and training for whichever track's coming up. But as in the off-season, we just do lots of road miles, lots of cross-country miles, and close to the season, we start doing more interval and weightlifting sort of stuff. So we do a lot of different things, really, swimming, cycling, gym work.
And you get to ride, obviously, some of the best trails in the world. Where's your favourite place to just go and ride?
That's quite a hard question to answer because it's different riding everywhere, you know. So probably in the Alps, I think, is one of my favourite places. But then when you're racing, I love to go to Fort William and Mont St. Anne and all these different places, all good for different reasons.
And what are your thoughts on how much of experience have you got on the various different wheel sizes that are knocking around at the moment?
I haven't, just 26, that's all I've ever rode.
Fantastic. And what are your plans and goals for 2013?
Well, I just want to win as many races as I can. Try to become world champion again, which will be tough in South Africa, but nothing that we can't handle. So hopefully just try and win some more races.